Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about the Dark Souls of refugees. Well, let's go. Yeah, you know all that shit that's happening in South Africa? All the darkies over there are trying to kill all the white people over there? Yes, and Donald Trump is letting 54 of those guys come over here. Yeah, but people here, well, everyone in the world really, but mainly here, are complaining, saying that these guys are not refugees because they're white. Yes, like it matters, right? They're being killed and all kinds of stuff happened to them over there. And you think it's cool? Well, yes, let me bring you up what I'm talking about. Yes, this chick, she's fucking retarded and she's on TikTok. Apparently she's an influencer. Yeah, over there in TikTok, there's nothing but fucking stupid people, retarded, and fucking degenerates. Oh, but you said, oh, Gonzo, weren't you on TikTok? Because I'm trying to clean myself up. I'm trying to be not a degenerate, okay? I'm trying to be a good, virtuous person. Because you having a Coomer brain is not good for you. Yes, so I'm trying to detoxify all that bullshit from my mind. And if you have a fucking addiction to anything, porn, drugs, fucking alcohol, or fucking being stupid, you should purge that shit from yourself, okay? Take it from me. Don't be stupid. And let me let this bitch say what she has to say, because she's fucking dumb.
Good morning. This is for the South Africans who are going to be entering the United States. This is just a...
Yeah, this bitch is supposed to be a grandma, and she has a nose ring. Last time I checked, my grandma didn't have no fucking nose ring. So what the hell is this telling you about this chick? Fucking liberal dumbass. Just saying.
Public service announcement. I just wanted to make you aware that the black people who were students during apartheid, we're grandmas and grandpas now, and we have the air of Gen Z.
Oh, so you guys are grandpas and grandmas. But what the fuck are you teaching the new generation? Nothing but fucking hate. Yes, this is black supremacy. Oh, yes, everybody promotes black supremacy, but when it's white supremacy, everybody poo-poos on that, right? Yeah, and then you're saying about Gen Z? What the fuck is Gen Z gonna do? Last time I checked, they're nothing but fat, retarded oafs. They're stupid, they're nothing but on medication. They'd rather do drugs and all this shit, so they suck ass. They suck at life. And these are the ones that are gonna be taking over? You're fucking delusional, woman! Fuck you!
One more thing. I also want to let you know that our president, he has Secret Service. And you will not.
I don't know if you noticed this, but black people like to threaten people. But when you threaten them, oh, they fall so faster than Superman on laundry day. I know that for a fact because I do it all the time. They're fucking stupid. Just saying. Just remember when you have facts, logics, and reasoning, they can't stand against that. Yes, because these guys are stupid, broken, and retarded. So, you're a superhuman god, while they're just retarded. So, you know, apples and oranges. Just saying.
I also want to tell you that black people over here are empowered.
Yes, I've noticed you're getting a lot of cash and prizes, and you're doing everything and anything you want. You think you can do no harm. Yes, wasn't someone got stabbed in the heart? I also heard there was some kids in the playground. That's what happened there. Yeah, lately all this stuff is coming out that black people are doing things. So, yes, you are empowered. You're emboldened to do all kinds of shit. Well, wait when the worm turns on you. Be careful. Fuck around and find out. Okay?
These are just public service announcements.
Yeah, it's a public service announcement. So is what I'm saying is a public service announcement. You fuck around, you're gonna find out. You're gonna do the shit to the wrong person, and that person's gonna turn around and they're gonna do stuff. Yes, not everyone's gonna be a meek little Hindu cow. They're just waiting to get slaughtered. Oh no, no. There's some real berserkers out there. Wait when you get the marauders. Just saying.
When you get here, sit your ass down and don't touch nothing. Because you don't have Secret Service.
But guess what, lady? You don't have Secret Service either. So, quid pro quo. What you do to them, they could do to you. And these guys already, you know, dealt with the shit over there back in their hometown. So you don't think they're gonna just go right off the bat and start going, Allahu Akbar on you? Oh, it's gonna be so fucking funny. Yes, I guess Luigi Mangione is gonna be coming back, huh?
Okay. Now have the day you deserve.
Well, I had a peachy day today. Hope you guys are having a great, wonderful day. You know, I dealt with some dumbass shit, you know, here and there, but that's how life is. So, whatever. Yeah, you know who's also having a good day? This dude! Yes, he's one of the refugees from South Africa, and he's gonna tell his story. Yeah, and I like that other darky person talking her shit. Hear from the horse's mouth. Yeah.
In South Africa, if you're white, you have a target on your back, whether you live on a farm or whether you live in the suburbs. In 2011, they brutally and savagely murdered my wife's grandfather.
Nobody cares because he's white. That's fucked up.
I did not ask where he was born. He was born in Austria. However, when they saw the color of his skin, they did not ask where he was from. They savagely tortured him, strangled him, burnt him, and then murdered him. Before...
Yeah, they did that to an old man? That's fucked up. They just did it because he's white. Man, South Africa's gonna go down to hell for that bullshit.
They did this, they also raped his wife in front of him to death. Yes, several men raped her to death. So, living...
And they do it to this old dude's wife? She's an old lady and you guys fucking tore her to pieces? Man, you guys are animals. But it's okay, right? Because they're white. Huh? No, it shouldn't be right. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. This is fucked up.
Living in South Africa is not for the faint-hearted. The ANC government goes out and continuously calls for the killing of the white minority.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys have already seen the chanting going, kill the Boer, kill the farmer. Yeah, those guys are stupid. They know they need farmers so they could eat, right? Where are you going to get your food from? Unless you like eating bug burgers and dirt cookies. Apparently you do. Enjoy!
Now, not only the white men are suffering, but the women. There is basically no woman's rights. Every 3 minutes a woman is raped and stuff.
Well, it gives a silver lining on everything, right? The end of feminism. They just took the collapse of society. I guess that's what's gonna happen to America. I don't know when, but probably like within 5 years, I'm guessing, but fuck if I know. I'm retarded, remember? And this is for entertainment purposes only, so whatever.
Africa. Countless infants below the age of 2 years old are raped on cultural beliefs in South Africa.
What the fuck? Cultural beliefs? So you guys are fucking smashing these kids because you believe it's the right thing to do? Or is it because your weird Bible, whatever the hell you believe in, is telling you to do this? What the fuck? I know some places in the world they believe that if they have sex with a virgin, it cures them of AIDS. Like in, I think in the Philippines or some shit like that. Or in Thailand. Somewhere around there. Don't quote me on that, but it is what it is. People are stupid. That's just ignorant. It's fucking stupid. Just call it stupidity.
Animals that get stolen or hacked to death alive. The cattle in...
That's some evil shit when people kill your pets. That's fucked up, man. These people need a fucking rot. Fuck them.
Industry is also suffering because these guys go out and butcher animals while they're alive just to get meat and to fearmonger the farmers on their farms. Before they attack a house in the suburbs, they go and they poison the dogs, putting the dogs through absolute misery and pain. It is tear-jerking to think what is going on in my home country. And
well, finally Donald Trump did something right and get these guys out of fucking Africa, because that place was a toilet. And these guys were going to get killed if they didn't get them out of there. So yeah, because Donald Trump drives all drunk, he's doing all kinds of shit. Well, I don't know, I've been hearing good things about him. Supposedly, he's telling Israel no, and he's recognizing Palestine as a state or country, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, supposedly, but who knows? We still got, what, 6-7 months left in the year? So who knows what kind of shit's gonna happen. Let's find out, right?
Here I live in America as a refugee, and I've got safety and pleasures of life that my fellow South Africans cannot fathom. You know, being a house owner in America, I actually own a house that hasn't got a 10-foot...
You got a house? Well, I guess if they're giving all the immigrants here cash and prizes, why not you, right? Might as well.
Fence around it, which feels weird. And nothing seems to be changing in South Africa because the government doesn't want it to change. They want the white man to suffer. They want the white woman to suffer. They want the children to suffer. They are killing the language. They are killing the people. And what they are standing for is ungodly and unethical and immoral. And I honestly believe that Cyril Ramaphosa, Julius Malema, and the ANC will be held accountable and need to appear in front of a jury on accounts of crimes against humanity and against the white minority in South Africa. We will not cease until this happens, because God will prevail and evil will come second.
Hey man, I'm sorry to bust your bubble or whatever, but last time I checked, bad guys win. They don't win all the time, but they win a good chunk of the time. Yeah, it's only once in a while when the good guys actually win. So don't hold your breath on that, friend. It would be nice in a perfect world, but enjoy it. Just be happy that you're alive. Put it that way.
Now you know you've got the woke liberal in South Africa who are basically like the band on the Titanic ship. They will play music and think everything's honky-dory until everyone is dead. And then they will come begging for help.
Yes, well, typically all those people on that side are just weak losers. They can't do shit. They're so dumb and weak. That's why they vote for all these cash and prizes. But because they did that, everything turns into shit. Ha 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 ha. Too bad.
So disregard the people in South Africa that say the Rainbow Nation is fine. The Rainbow Nation is burning to the ground.
Yeah, it's just funny all these liberal people are complaining about all these people coming in here, but they weren't complaining when all these other people were coming in, right? When Biden let them in? But no, these group of people are actually legitimately getting screwed over, and these people say, oh no, they're racist, they get what they deserve, and yah, rah, rah, rah. So, it doesn't matter because they're white, right? Huh, yeah, you guys are messed up. Just an opinion, just my opinion. All I say is fuck these hypocrites, right? Just do the best you can and live your life possible and fuck all those people and don't let them get to you. Well, goodbye, my friends. Fuck them all.
¿Qué onda, banda? Acabaron a carretear un animal. Que alguien me diga qué animal es este. Miren, está raro, me lo encontré. Yo pensé que era un pato. Véanle las patas, válgame. ¡Quieto, puto! ¡No me estás picoteando! Mi mamá tiene un zoológico en su casa, se lo voy a llevar a ella. Pero vean, es un animal raro. ¡Ah! ¡Me picó! ¡Hijo de tu pinche madre! ¡Oh! ¡Me está picando, banda! ¡Ah! ¡Culero! ¡Puto! ¡Falta!